From nation building to regime change to Libya now, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi. Are the dictator's days numbered? The bombing campaign unabated, the NATO operation against Muammar Gaddafi continuing. And today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will meet to consider a bill that would authorize officially the Libyan intervention, something Congress refused to do last week. Our next guest says the international community should be wary about taking out Muammar Gaddafi. Max Fisher is an associate editor at The Atlantic. Max, good morning.
Morning.
So explain your premise. The NATO operation is ostensibly to protect civilians, but it's understood that regime change seems to be part of the operation. Why is that a problem?
Right. Well, you can understand the reason behind this. I mean, Gaddafi has decided to quit the power. He's killed thousands of civilians, so it would be obvious solutions for him to go. But the problem with just trying to kill him and take him out and then hoping that the rebels will overrun Tripoli, turning around and recognizing the rebel-led government as a legitimate government of Libya, is that we're making an assumption that Libya is kind of a nation state as we understand it in the modern sense. But the thing is that the big tract of land in North Africa that we now call Libya has only been a country for 59 years, and Gaddafi has been ruling for 40 of those. During those four decades, he has not only not tried to build up Libya as a nation, but he's actively resisted it. Instead, he's used this kind of duct tape and strand of patronage, of playing one tribe off of another, playing one city off of another. So the foundation of Libya as a state and Gaddafi the man have become deeply intertwined. Now, that's not an argument for him staying in power forever, of course, but it means that there's real risk to just kind of, popping him off and creating this huge power vacuum at the top. We're already seeing in Misrata, which is seen as some of the worst fighting in Libya. Not long after Gaddafi's troops were finally pushed out, you saw these very strange, very ancient tribal conflicts popping up in the city. There were, this Arab community and that black community were turning against each other, and one community and another started fighting with one another.
Well, very much like what happened in the Balkans, right. When the former Yugoslavia devolved into its various ethnicities. Max Fisher, is part of this the issue of the international community seeming to always want to preserve the Churchill-era borders in places like Africa and the Middle East? We've seen in Iraq that there may be a tendency for Iraq to devolve into three territories, Kurdistan, Basra, and Baghdad, but instead they're preserving the so-called borders of Iraq. Is the same going on in Libya, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's that. I mean, that we saw Central Asia break up and it was a disaster. So the solution is simply let's kill the bad guy as quickly as we can, promote peace and democracy, and go home. But it's a bit more complicated than that.
What do you think the end game will be for Libya? A sort of partition into the Italian and the French sectors?
I don't think necessarily. I think as long as there is an orderly and peaceful transition of power instead of just an immediate implosion of leadership in the country in a power vacuum, I think it's absolutely possible for Libya to retain its current borders. But it's just a matter of how that happens and whether or not there's someone who can step in and legitimately lead the country once Gaddafi leaves.
The perils of taking out Gaddafi as the sole goal in Libya. Max Fisher is associate editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.